Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this time that we're able to share together. I welcome you to the broadcast, and my prayer is that we will ever each day walk closer and closer with our Lord, that He would increase our love and our faithfulness to Him. Amen. Is that your heart's desire? And I just, as I was preparing to come on the broadcast, I would just like to pray. I don't know about you, how you view the Word of God. You may certainly acknowledge that it is truth, that it is the God's blueprint, if you will, for living the Christian life. But I don't know about you, but I want to love God's Word more and more. I want to understand greater and greater depths of truth that are contained within the very Word of God. It's a living book. And I certainly don't know or understand Greek or Hebrew, but those scholars that do, there's such a richness in the Word of God. There's such continuity. There's such unity that it is God's greatest gift to man outside of the Spirit of God. Jesus is the living Word. And so I would like to pray, if you would like your desire for understanding and the love of God's Word to increase. The Word says, the psalmist said, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And so, Father, we do that. We pray that you would open our spiritual eyes. We pray, Lord, that we will reverence and honor the Word of God. And Lord, not just in appreciation, not just in hearing it, but Lord, that we will honor it by our obedience. Lord, we deceive ourselves if we just hear the Word of God and we don't apply it, if we don't do what your Word tells us to do. And so, Father, it's not just an exercise in scholastic endeavor. Lord, it's an effort to conform ourselves to the very image of Christ. Lord, that is your bottom line plan, to bring us into the stature, the measure of the fullness of Christ. So, Father, we ask that you would do that. Each of us, we're all in different places spiritually, but Lord, we're all headed into that same place of perfection under the measure of the stature of a perfect man, that of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. Well, the weekend has passed, and as I brought Friday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at a passage of Scripture found in Ephesians. And so, just by way of review, because for those who are listening to the live broadcast, it's always available on the internet, let me just do a brief review. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, Paul is summarizing some important truths, and he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm skipping a few verses, going down to verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And that is the scripture we've been looking at, to be able to stand, having done all, having the full armor of God upon us, that we will, in all the circumstances personally of our lives, as well as the perilous times in which we are living. As I've mentioned before, I make these broadcasts many weeks before they are actually aired. And so as I make this right now, we are in a state of national crisis and virtual shutdown due to the coronavirus. And so regardless of what we face, there is a time always for faith, that we should never respond in fear, but with the faith of God, clinging and standing upon God's precious promises. We used to sing it all the time, standing on the promises of God. Praise God, and having done all, we do stand. And so let's ask the Lord's blessings. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that you have given us a sure word of prophecy. You have given us the revelation of God's word. And Lord, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is quickening that word to us as we share this time together in today's broadcast and throughout the week. The Holy Spirit of God will quicken that word to us. Lord, it's not just the word of God, as grateful as we are for that, but we thank you. It has to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So, Father, it is a joint agency of the written, literal Word of God quickened into a rhema word, a living word to our hearts and minds. And we thank you, Lord, that supernatural work only is accomplished through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, have your way and bring to our personal attention, you know how to customize truth to each one of our lives where we're at personally. So I release that wonderful work and job function and description of the Holy Spirit in our personal lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have been looking at this passage of scripture last week, and basically we've been talking about the importance of patience or long-suffering, if you will, to fulfill that command, having done all, to stand. It requires patience. And so, again, by way of quick review, we were looking at, as I'm sharing with you, seven aspects or attributes of salvation. In fact, it's the long-suffering of the Lord, not our long-suffering, that is salvation. In 2 Peter 3:15, the word says the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. And so, in terms of our personal lives, it is a command to the believer after he has done all he knows to do. And should you ever wish to review, our broadcasts are archived on the UCM website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But I shared a lot of scripture, and to underline that fact that it is a command. And secondly, we looked at scriptures which demonstrated that patience or long-suffering is the byproduct of trials. Thirdly, we looked at the fact that patience is the means whereby we inherit the promises of God. The dealings of God with his people are on a contractual or covenant nature. For example, ye shall reap in due season if ye faint not. And as we go into this week's understanding of the aspects of patience as it is applied and active in our lives, the fourth thing I'd like to be able to share with you is that patience is active. We have a false concept of patience if we think it's just a state of passivity, just a condition of being resigned to our circumstances. Beloved, it is not hanging on to the bitter end. No, it is a condition of spiritual readiness and awareness. To demonstrate that, the Lord gave me the positions of the body, if you will, and I'm speaking now of the general basic positions that an able-bodied person is able to assume. So let's just look for a moment at the positions of the body. There's that of lying prostrate. What does that mean? Prostrate means face down. And that's a position of worship or surrender. Whenever we see in God's word people, the disciples, the patriarchs of old experienced the presence of God, they fell on their face. John, in the book of Revelation, right? Just as an example. Or, in our natural word, it's position of surrender. What do law enforcement officers do? They make criminals get down on their face, put their hands behind their back. Why? It's a position of helplessness. They can't be aggressive or in an attack mode or violent. So, lying prostrate, that's a position of worship or surrender. Then, of course, we can just turn around and lie on our back. What's that? Well, we may not always sleep that way, but I understand it's the ideal way of absolute rest or sleep. If we can just rest on our back, that is a position of rest, absolute rest or sleep. Thirdly, we can sit or recline. And that is a position of rest. So often, you know, if you worked hard or stand or been outside, what do? We sit down. And of course, that's true in the natural. Back in the days of biblical times, if you will, people didn't even sit at tables. They just reclined at a table. They were reclining or sitting. And then there's a beautiful passage found in Isaiah. I've always loved it. It says, "Awake, awake, Isaiah 52, 1 through 3, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, you've sold yourself for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money." That's so beautiful. We were redeemed, not with money, but with the precious blood of Jesus. And we see this so often in Scripture. We are to arise from the dust, and we are to loose ourselves from the bands of our neck. We get ensnared by the works of Satan, but Jesus has come to set us free. And if we will do that, we can stand up, we can arise, and then we can enter into that Sabbath rest which belong to the people of God. A beautiful passage of Scripture, so rich spiritually. But I see my time is rapidly coming to an end, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. We will look at the various positions the body can assume, making spiritual application to our lives. Well, beloved, I love you, and I thank you for joining me. I thank you for your prayer support, and know my UCM family, as well as my radio family, some of you have never written. That's okay. I pray for you every day, asking God's wisdom, protection, and revelation to be operative in your lives. And if you feel the Holy Spirit moving upon you, He has a purpose and a reason. The announcer will give you our contact information. If you desire personal ministry, I ask you to share your mailing address if you email, although I will always pray and confirm receipt. Thank you so much for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.